You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but you've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll perfect.
Hi, Bobby! Yes!
Let's go!
Vamos! We are here on Twitch, another Prem show. We just walked Nutmeg. We took him out to play Fetch.
Live on the stream.
It is what a show. What a program we're putting together here on the old internet.
This is what you're missing out, okay? Someone, so our chat is going crazy. Normally, they just put in the I Poppy.
Yeah.
But somebody, D Stu, put in I Carlo.
Yes. We're going to have to shed a couple tears. We're going to have to.
Did you pour one out? Did you pour a little kombucha out for Carlo Ancelotti?
I mean, we'll get there because what a tragic couple days for Everton fans. What a ridiculous turn of events. No manager, don't know what's going on, but a lot to discuss. But hello, welcome everybody. If you're watching on Twitch, thank you for joining us. We're here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Means the world to us.
Very much so. And if you're listening to this podcast, thank you so much. Make sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts if you have not. But my name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. My name is Alexis Guerrero.
All right. We are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians. I host the funniest soccer show right here on eltwitche.com.
That's right. And Chip was taken, just said, Alexis is usually double-cheeked up, but today he's triple-cupped. What are we talking about? We're also the Gulliers.
What? I'm like, did he gain weight? What are you talking about?
Oh, because I have three cups. Well, you know what I do is I'll get water and then I'll get cold brew and then I'll just put water in another new cup as opposed to putting the one that was on the bottom because I'm like, well, then it touched the bottom of the cup on the inside.
Okay, well, Alexis could care less about the environment. He's using all
no,
the cups.
That's not true. These are the ones that are biodegradable. These are the ones that are sold that you actually can't even put them in the recycling bin. You have to put them in the regular garbage.
All right, yes. And you also, you're saving the earth while you're getting drunk at frat parties. What are you?
That's right. We're talking about red cups, folks.
Thank you, everybody, again, for tuning in. We appreciate it.
Del Schaefer said, eat your heart out, ESPN. You don't have programming like this. No, you don't have one of the hosts walking their dogs and a guy talking about his cups.
Yeah, I mean, where's your puppy, John Butchagross?
Okay. Yeah. Look, I did what Everton can do, which is talk about cups, okay?
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Sprat.
So look, before we get started.
By the way, New York Red Bulls put red cups, not blue cups. They don't sell them in blue. Don't you dare do that to me. Once again, we are contractually obligated not to say anything nice about the New York Red Bulls.
A couple things we want to just mention before we get started. A bunch of obviously really, really fun shows coming up on Fubo TV on our show. Check out the Cooligans every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. This Sunday coming up, we have a bananas program. First off,
wow,
we have two incredible guests. First is going to be Larry Nance Jr. of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Larry Nance Jr.?
Yes.
The NBA player?
The NBA player. Active NBA player.
Wow, on our show?
On our show.
Crazy.
Madness. Makes no sense. So he's going to be joining us on Sunday. Please watch that or listen to the podcast, which will be available on Monday. But watch the show Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Larry Nance Jr. But he's not the only guest on the show that day. Who else is going to be on the show, Alexis?
Oh, I don't know if you guys might have heard of him. He lifted a trophy once, which is pretty significant in the world. It's the World Cup, actually. It's named after the world. Also, he played an entire season without losing one match for the great Arsenal. Ladies and gentlemen, Gilberto Silva is going to be on our show.
Yes, the Brazilian center back, the legend, won a World Cup in 2002. Gilberto Silva going to be on our show on Sunday as well. He's joining the Fubo sports team for the World Cup qualifiers. So the World Cup qualifiers in CONMEBOL are going to be on Fubo Sports Network exclusively, on Fubo TV.
Fubo TV exclusively. And some of the matches will be on Fubo Sports
Network. This Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern time, Bolivia and Venezuela will be playing, and the World Cup qualifier match will be on Fubo Sports Network, which you can watch for free. So check that out. Go to FuboSportsNetwork.com. The channel's always on. Our show's always on.
Yeah, regardless of what you do. In fact, we have new neighbors who moved in upstairs, and I saw the empty box to a Samsung Smart TV, which if you own a Samsung Smart TV, every few times you turn it on, you'll see our faces, because Fubo Sports Network is one of the things that is programmed to automatically start on that. So imagine moving into a building and the guy who lives below you appears on your TV one day. You're going to think something weird is happening. Don't you think so?
Pete is saying Fubo to the moon. Invest in Fubo coin from Chip Was Taken. These two says Samsung Gully TV. Correct.
That's right. Yo, they call it the smart TV. Smart to be gully. You know what I mean?
So a lot of fun shows. And those World Cup qualifiers will be happening in these next week and a half, 2 weeks. So please watch them. Get if you don't have Fubo TV and you'd like to watch the CONMEBOL World Cup qualifiers, go to FuboTV.com/Cooligans and you can get a 7-day free trial. So you can watch all the matches, try out Fubo TV, catch our show.
And you get a little money off.
And you get to save a little bit of money. So,
and New York Rebels put Venezuela featuring RBNY midfielder Christian Cáceres.
That's right.
Junior. Wow. I mean, that is true.
Very much so. So please check out those World Cup qualifiers. We're also going to be live streaming. We haven't sorted out the exact date. There's the matches that are on Fubo Sports Network that will be free. One is going to be tomorrow, Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern. And then there's another one on Tuesday. Next week. So we'll do one of those, maybe both, who knows, but follow us on Twitch if you'd like to watch the game with us. A lot of stuff going on at Fubo at the moment. So we're excited to be, we're also going to be a part of the pregame coverage of the World Cup qualifiers that are starting tomorrow and the ones on Tuesday. So, I mean, It's a good time. It's speaking of investing in you know, Fubo to the moon, Cooligan to the moon. Am I right?
That's right. Or we'll moon you. So
okay, so that's either a threat or a promise. I don't know.
Depends on how much you spend. If all the subs are gonna get to see that.
Okay, Rebel's gonna have to sub a lot if they want to see all that.
And I gotta be honest with you, you won't be able to guess whose butt is who. You think you will, but trust me, you will not.
Okay, it is a mess down there for one of us.
One of them, you're gonna think, I didn't even get a butt. Oh my god, it is a butt. Why is this where we always end up?
Yes. So thank you, everybody. All right. And we're excited to do all this stuff. Stream Nilo just said, y'all are busy, busy. Yeah, we couldn't be busy, busy without your support. So thank you. Okay. Prem Show, where to begin? Carlo, we start with Carlo? Let's start with Carlo.
Let's talk
this dude
Champions
needs
League
all the smoke. Okay.
Let's talk Champions League real quick. Get that out of the way.
Okay.
Because I feel like we didn't cover it, even though we were streaming live as part of the whole Twitch Sports, streaming event, if you will. Mm-hmm. You and I were a part of that, and that was a lot of fun. But having now sort of sat back and thinking about the fact that Chelsea won in the fashion that they did, doesn't it start to feel like, of all the people, and remember, Timo Werner is a part of this. All the people who messed up, right? It seems like Pep is the one who messed up. Do you think the Champions League final was more Pep not being prepared or over-prepared? Or do you think it's Tuchel figuring them out.
I'll say Tuchel figuring them out. I think he had the better game plan, which is let me be more defensive rather than offensive, which was what Manchester City did. And in the goal that they gave up, everybody was saying this. The great ball from Mason Mount to Kai Havertz, the great run from Timo Werner to create the space for Havertz to run into. It would have a defensive midfielder in that spot probably gets there. It maybe is more tactically aware of what is going on at that moment. And maybe that ball doesn't get to Havertz if Gundogan is not the central midfielder there. There's a more defensive player playing there. So
any defensive player playing there.
It was, look, what worked so well was the playing overly defensive didn't allow Manchester City to just hold on to the ball. They're good. They're their best when they are possessing the ball. And in that first half, they didn't really possess the ball that much. I don't know the exact stats, but it's not typical Manchester City numbers. So all credit to Chelsea and Tuchel for tactically putting the lineup that he did and playing the way that he did, because not only did they play with five at the back, but when you have N'Golo Kanté there, you're like playing with 12 at the back. He was that incredible in that match. And thank you, Abraham, for the follow.
Shouts to Abraham for the follow. I'm going to have to disagree with you, and I'm going to think it was just Pep way overthinking it. I think Tuchel came out and said, let's show them something a little different than what we showed them in that final match before where they played each other and City walked away with it. Am I remembering that correctly? City did win that match, right? I'm not being an idiot right now. Wait,
the last time they played each other?
Yeah, the previous match.
No. City did not win. Please, someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't. Either they drew or Chelsea won.
I think regardless of that, the point I'm trying to make is I think what City showed them, I think Tuchel was like, let's show them something different so that maybe we can compete with what's there. And I think it just so happened that Pep way overthought it and way, way, way over-tinkered with his club. People are saying Raheem Sterling starting, they knew it was over. I disagree. I actually like Raheem Sterling there. I did not think Reece James would have him in his pocket like that. So Colo Blanco saying City lost the last three times in the past 2 months. So there you go.
Yeah, and it's Gus 15 said, my guy, why did it feel like everyone hates Man City when I was on your stream Saturday? Well, that's Man City. They have all the money, they have all the players, they have Pep Guardiola.
By the way, we love Manchester City and City Football Group. I want everyone to know that. Yes. Stop what you're saying right now, Christian. But it's
can we
easy.
Ban Gus?
It's Gus. You're out.
Are you from RB Salzburg? It's yeah. Gus. What is this?
I think this is a Rebel Burner account is what it is. Or it's that team in Brazil no one ever talks about. Whatchamacallit?
Gus said he's a City fan. Yeah, we're aware.
But very cool.
Yeah. No, look, but that is, I mean, everybody talks about this. We had Dominic Monaghan on the show a couple weeks ago saying, like, Manchester City really only in the last 10 years was when they were relevant. And they're a new kid on the block. Nobody really respects them. Nobody respects people who are fans of them because they feel like they're hopping on a bandwagon. But I feel like it's been long enough where there's like proper City fans, but that was the first club that they supported.
Right. I mean, you saw the bars in New York were full. The Mad Hatter, the previous Mad Hatter was where they used to hang out. Now you saw that bars are filling up with City fans. It's nice to see, but it's easy to hate the team. They got a lot of money. They've got the highest payroll by almost $1 billion. You know what I mean? It's kind of in the world, by the way. So it's kind of easy to hate on them. That said, I do think Pep Guardiola kind of got in his own head here. I think he looked at the moment and I think he realized this was sort of necessary for his legacy. But what happens here? And this is the question that I have, right? Like Manchester United losing in the Europa League final. You know that's going to be on the minds of the front office and say, we need to gear up so that doesn't happen next season. Mm-hmm. I'm actually kind of scared of what squad City is going to bring out next season.
Well, there's the rumor that they're trying to get rid of that Raheem Sterling is up for sale. There was another player that they're thinking of getting rid of, Mahrez, I believe. And some people, I saw Arsenal fans being like, yo, these are the players we need to swoop in and get.
Get both. Stop being cheap, Arsenal, please. At least Mahrez. I'd much rather have Mahrez than
Mahrez would be incredible at Arsenal.
When we were rumored to be getting Coutinho, I was like, perfect player. The only other player that I could see in that ilk of like, Coutinho kind of reminds me a little bit of that Cesc Fabregas style player. Mahrez kind of also gives me just a little bit of edge, like Samir Nasri. You know what I mean?
Or some would say Amar Edge.
Wow.
Yes.
The fact that you stopped what I was saying for that is what makes you respect it so much.
Everybody, stop what you're doing. Pun alert.
By the way, shouts to you, Del Schaefer. Enjoy dinner with the family. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Del, cheers.
But when I look at Mahrez, I think the absolute perfect player to be able to transition that ball from more of a defender.
Nick Lay said, boo. And then Triple Staken said, this is why Del Schaefer left.
Nice one, Dad, said Pete Garcia. Where would you slot in Mahrez? Wherever he wants to play. No, I think Mahrez slots right in, unfortunately, probably either competing or playing alongside ESR, right where Odegaard was playing. I don't want to see Mahrez on the right because I honestly think...
Why not?
Because unless Pepe's going to start on the left.
That's a trouble. They're too similar. But Mahrez is so much better on the ball as far
Look at Mahrez when he was at Leicester. He was great when he was central as well. And I think that's what we're missing.
I don't know. I would put Pepe on the left. Mahrez on the right would be
Vinegar Stroke said you re-add us there. Good one, Christian. Let's go. Oh, D Stupa, consider me Marek.
So Mahrez on the right.
Right and playing on the wing are two different things. There were moments in Leicester's run up where Mahrez wasn't perfectly central, but he was at the top of the box, not necessarily coming in, cutting in. In those moments, I saw enough to say that's where he could play at Arsenal. But if Nicola Pepe, because that's how we pronounce his name now, if Nicola Pepe wants to play on the left, which I'm happy with because I think he's great there, even though he scored some amazing goals towards the end of the season coming in from the right, you can't stop his development. You can't spend 70 or 85 million on a player like that, or 83 million, whatever it was, on a player like Pepe and not put him in that position. If he wants to play on the left, then I'm fine with that. Then Mahrez can sit on the right. But I don't want Mahrez to eat that up.
Yeah. The thing I love about Mahrez so much is that he is just so... his ability, when he dribbles, he can... the feints that he puts on are so... there's something he gets defenders just so confused as to where he's gonna go, and you know he's left footed and he's probably gonna go to his left, but he's just so clinical with it. Like when 1v1, I would say he's one of the best 1v1 players in the Premier League without a doubt. He's incredible.
He's silky as hell too, which is just perfect for Arsenal. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Chip was taken said, sell Pepe to the New York Rebels. You think they, how much TAM did they get for that kid? I mean, it's going to be a lot.
It's going to be, definitely biggest transfer in Rebel history. So Chelsea, they won. As far as what happened, what this means for City,
City is going to gear up.
City and PSG are in the same, you got to win Champions League or nothing else matters. They're in the same kind of that particular pressure. Pep hasn't won. When's it? 2011? When's the last time when he won the...
It's now over 10 years since he's won the Champions League.
He won Bayern, right? That was the last one? This is...
Minifornia said he's re-adical. And Chip was taken, said, forget Tam, forget Gam. Pepe to New York Rebels would be Bam. A badass move, actually. Yeah, you're not wrong there.
I think a big thing that affected this game was obviously Kevin De Bruyne getting hurt. I don't know what this sort of means for Manchester City and how they retooled. They got to the final, which they had never been before. You wouldn't even say like that the players folded or like they got nervous or the moment was too big.
They didn't show up though. That's for damn sure.
They didn't. But Chelsea was very good. They just played really, really well.
Okay. I mean, I don't think one changes the other. I think one could play really well and the other one could just not show up. You know what I mean? I think that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, again, congrats to Chelsea.
Let's talk about all these clubs getting back with their exes, you know? What are we thinking here? It looks like, let's see, Allegri back with Juventus.
Uh-huh.
Right? We've got Pochettino flirting with his ex, right? Tottenham told his current girl, hey, I want to leave you and get back with my ex. And the new girl's like, nah, fam, we don't do that around here. You staying right where you at. I'm French. We don't play those games. And Carlo Ancelotti.
Madness.
Left Everton.
Nutmeg is upset, too.
Yeah, what are we going to do? We wasted 20 minutes walking this dog for no reason before this show started.
I didn't walk him long enough. That's what it is.
You should have walked him for 3 hours before we started. Get him nice and tired. Leave him outside next time. It looks like Conte wants to come back to London. That's right. But instead of Chelsea, he wants to join Spurs. But let's talk about Carlo Ancelotti going to Real Madrid.
Yes.
What are we thinking?
Leaving, how, first of all, what are we thinking? The nerve. How dare you? Why would you do this to me?
When you saw, did you see me retweet or Fabrizio Romano's tweet first?
I saw.
How did you learn of this?
I saw your tweet first.
What was your initial reaction? Because if I know you, I know you were, no.
Disbelief. I mean, I understand, like, it's mostly disbelief. I'm like, oh, I paid attention to all the press conferences, everything he said about how he loved the project at Everton. He wanted to be there for the new stadium opening, all of that. I bought into all of it.
And you believed.
I believe this man. And the Samsung. I believed him. And it's just unbelievable disappointment. Why? This is like, it made me feel like we can't have nice things. We can't have something that will instill some belief into this team that is consistently underachieving. And this was the closest opportunity. It made me also feel like if we would have qualified for Europe in the conference, USL, whatever the league that it was, that European thing, if we would have qualified for that, I feel like maybe he doesn't leave, maybe because he feels like there's a little bit of promise and opportunity. But this just disappointing. Just disappointing. I don't know how else to feel.
Okay, well, the chat has gone crazy. I want to read a couple of these. Vinegar Stroke said, more like Carlo Cancelotti because he can't keep his word to Everton. Pete Garcia said, Pardew returns to Everton. That would be the worst. Nick Lynch said, Sam Allardyce to Everton. That would be the second worst. Golo Blanco said, Madrid texted Carlo once, you up? And Carlo texted back, slide, fam. No questions asked. The top of my voice said, forget gully. Christian is gullible.
Yes. That is very true. I think everybody said, like, girl, he's not Mr. Right, okay?
You ain't going to change him. You ain't going to change him, I promise. Once a Madrista, always a Madrista. I think when you look at it, I would be upset. You're probably upset. You're probably disappointed.
Can you not tell by my loud volume?
We do not bring up the Dodge Stratus, one of my favorite sketches. I can understand how you feel. I would be in the same position of you. If you're able to hit that button on the drone that sends it up and give yourself a nice bird's eye view,
mm-hmm.
Do you not think that at least Carlo Ancelotti, I don't know what the word is. Did he validate? He upgraded. I'm an upgrade. He upgraded Everton, right?
Without a doubt.
And now,
James doesn't go to Everton without Ancelotti.
James doesn't know where Everton plays if Carlo Ancelotti's not there. Don't you think now you're in pole position for
Failure? Failure?
Yeah, well, yes. Well, continued failure is what I hope. But you're in a pole position for a bigger manager than you would have been before Carlo Ancelotti. And one of those rumors is Zinedine Zidane.
Very much a rumor, okay? That is, it feels nice to be gossiped about in the sun.
Okay.
But no, there's just no way.
Like when your boys leak fake rumors to the ex's friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To see you heard Steve? he's banging all the Kardashians. Like, how?
We just got a link in the chat about the Florida Cup.
Which is Everton and Arsenal are taking part in this.
Yeah, this is a cool thing. We just heard about it today, and it should be.
You think they would have alerted us that they were coming?
But this is this is going to be Arsenal, Inter, Everton, and Millonarios from Colombia. Which is
all four of those make complete sense.
Which is my old roommate, one of my best friends. He's Colombian, and that's his team, Millonarios, and they're going to be playing in Orlando. We'll see if we go. We just heard about it today, so we'll see if
we're reaching out. Maybe there's something we can do there. Maybe a cool event or something like that. Robert from LA said Florentino Perez asked why he fired Carlo the first time. His response was, I can't remember. Imagine if you got together back with your ex and your friends asked that question.
Hilarious. I mean, the problem with these clubs, like, I mean, there's a limited amount of managers for these storied clubs. And when one of them calls,
they all hopscotch. You know what I mean?
It's strange to me because the leash is so short. With these huge clubs. Like, I honestly don't even understand why Carlo would want to go back. Like, this is why I have so much respect for Bielsa.
How are you saying you don't know why he'd want to go back?
Because he was already there. He knows what the experience is like. He knows he was sacked. If you're not winning, you don't get a lot of, ate something.
Right. This is gone from the 20 minutes at the beginning of the stream walking up to now. We're gonna be live streaming him going to the vet.
I think it wasn't important. I don't know why he grabbed something off my desk. Anyway, why would he want to go back there? I just think that there was so much more freedom to tinker, to have fun. To try to figure out what he could do at Everton, as opposed to Real Madrid, you got to win immediately. Day one, you better start winning. You have to win La Liga. You have to be fighting for Champions League. I get that. He's had those experiences. He's won Champions League. Why not do this with a different club? Why not try to bring another club into that level? This is why when I mentioned Bielsa would never take a big time job, because he likes the freedom that he gets with clubs that are more of a project. So that's my frustration with him.
I think if you're an Everton fan, you should be thankful that he even went there.
I am. But to leave on this quickly after the promises that were made is pretty frustrating. You can't simply say, for a manager to be that accepted and adored by a fan base and really believed he was going to, take the club to a new level.
Technically, he did. Just not as far as you had hoped.
What level?
But it is.
What level?
It's a more reputable club today because he was there.
Well, it
depends on what happens next.
Exactly. What manager comes in? And the next manager they're talking about is Nuno Espiritu Santo.
Which would be massive. But apparently he's already like pretty far in advanced talks with Crystal Palace.
Okay. So I don't know what is... I don't know what's going to happen. This is...
Robert from LA put, hey, fun fact, both Barca and Real Madrid have former Everton managers.
Look, if you want to succeed and, you know,
it's you. Maybe it's you guys. You ever think about that? This girl's like, wait, both of the guys I was with are now famous and married? Maybe it's you this whole time. Maybe it's the Everton fan base. You know, you guys are kind of casted as like the nice guys. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe there's not, I don't want to say there's not enough passion because I'm sure there is, but maybe there's that little bit of danger that these managers like.
Meaning like that this is why they leave or this is why they go to Everton?
This is why they leave.
Everton, Paulo just said Everton got friend zoned.
People keep saying David Moyes. West Ham isn't letting David Moyes go, right?
No, he wouldn't.
No, if you're West Ham, you're keeping David Moyes. You're not going to pull in Everton.
and West Ham will be there in Europa, right?
I want you to read D-Stu's comment because this is gonna relate more to you.
D-Stu said there was so much of this during his time at Everton that makes this feel like straight betrayal. He said, quote, I would like to be there when the new stadium is opened. It will be a good achievement for me to finish the contract here in 2024. Means that you did a good job. It will continue. I would like to stay as long as possible. Yeah. Based on the words that he said, can you believe men nowadays, Alexis? You know how they are. Based on what he said, you could understand why Everton fans would be so feel betrayed and be so hurt by this, just because it's just years of living in the shadow of Liverpool, just the mediocre table finishes year after year. Even this season should have been. I would say that he dealt with a lot of injuries. The missing Doucouré, Alan, James for all these long stretches throughout the season is why they probably fell so much. They were in first place. They were the champions.
2 days.
The champions of September, okay?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that weekend.
but all those injuries led to, to where they finished. But it's still no excuse, right? Because Liverpool also had all those injuries and end up third. So
who did who more wrong? Did Carlo Ancelotti do Everton more wrong or did Sam Allardyce do West Brom more wrong?
You're going to have to give it to Sam Allardyce because they're not in the Premier League.
He was
right?
Like, y'all getting relegated? Peace, my guys. Sucks to be this. Y'all. y'all shouldn't have done that. Yo, and then I'd still be here.
There's going
to
be a gap in my resume. You're not going to know about this.
I ain't telling nobody about this. And I'm stealing shit on the way out. I'm going to say some managers. I want you to say yes or no if you want them, okay?
Okay.
Sam Allardyce.
Hell no. We already had him.
Alan Pardew.
Super Alan Pardew? No, thank you.
Nuno Espiritu Santo.
Nuno, I would be happy with. I would be okay with, at the very least.
I'm going to say a name that was in here, which I forgot was even available. Eddie Howe.
It's another interesting one, as you see, Nutmeg. I think I liked him at Bournemouth, and I don't think it is a suitable replacement to Carlo Ancelotti, obviously. But if he got a chance, I wouldn't hate it. I think he could inspire the players a little bit. But he's also kind of young. I don't know. It'll be tough.
Jason Christ, Nicholas said, we're going to cancel that because nobody wants him. Adrian Heath. Everton legend.
All right. Adrian Heath, I think, would be a good manager.
Now, you got to go up. You got to stay in this. You got to stay in the elite tier. So I think that's a mistake. But I think Adrian Heath could get a job elsewhere. Frank Lampard.
That'd be interesting. I would take Lampard. I think he could do all right.
I'm going to say a name that you might not be thinking, but is available and is in that Carlo Ancelotti ilk. Rafa Benitez.
Yeah, right. This is...
wow, that's the fastest. In my Everton, yes.
In my Everton group chat, that name has come up a whole bunch, and I would like that as well. Nutmeg is really biting me hard. these two just had Christian Big Dunk or not. I don't think Big Dunk would. I mean, he was the interim manager. He did have an opportunity. I think it would be exciting.
He showed
at first,
you nothing. He showed you nothing.
I don't think I like having just loving Everton is not enough. That's I don't think that's what's going to get through to these players.
He's going to – Big Dunk is going to do preseason in Ibiza, you know?
What is this? These two said the hugs?
The hugs?
The hugs? What does that mean?
All right. Oh, because Big Dunk, didn't he hug everybody?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, usually yeah. There's like a goal or anything. That's a Bauer Zero said, I mean, Eddie just rejected Celtic.
Eddie Howe.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, look.
I don't know. I think Rafa Benitez is where you go all in. And I also think Rafa Benitez, there's a chance he gets back with Newcastle. Okay. No one's really talking about it, but I could see that actually happening. I can see Newcastle saying, like, look, we've straightened some things out. We've stayed up. We want to spend money. Tim Sherwood is another one. But again, these are all like these are your mids.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. This isn't high. I'm talking top shelf.
Right yeah, now. Doug, you're trying to get mids right now. I think you got to go a little bit higher. You got to go Phil Neville. How about Arsene Wenger? He might.
Imagine.
I would hate it. I don't think he would actually because
think he's going to manage again? I don't think he is.
I think he would have Arsenal asked. I don't think he would otherwise. Oh. He had opportunities to be somewhere in France. I can't remember where. And honestly, I think PSG is probably the right fit for him.
Okay.
But I don't think he ever would. I think he's happy he took a break. I think he wants to now maybe get back into it, but I don't think he ever wants to tarnish his Arsenal legend.
Klinsmann, Robert Firmino just said Klinsmann, but I've actually heard, I think Klinsmann made a comment about the Tottenham job because he said, Daniel Levy has my number, which I feel like he does not have his number. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he said, you know, he has my number. He can call me. I don't know about that. Why do you think Klinsmann managing the last managerial job? What was he? Did he have the Schalke job for like 2 days?
No, Hertha Berlin.
Hertha Berlin. That's what the other blue team. Yeah.
Yeah. Top of my voice said Ted Lasso.
I can see it. I can see it.
I mean, Nick Lash said Chris Armas after he gets fired from TFC. Damn.
Abraham said, who do you think will win La Liga? Well, Atleti already won La Liga. Have you been watching?
Next season? I actually think Carlo Ancelotti coming back.
Yeah.
I think that'd be huge. And that's especially if the rumors aren't true that Messi is staying at Barcelona for another 2 years.
Yeah, let's. I want to talk about that because obviously Sergio Aguero obviously was announced for Barcelona. I feel like the move to sign Aguero was a, you know, come to Barcelona. Well, this will help Messi stay here because y'all are homies, roomies, you know, during international competitions. But I feel like he won't stay. I feel like Messi will still leave. Why would he stay?
I mean, because, you know, they do care about their legacy. I think that's the only reason why he would.
Also,
can we say RIP to whoever the barber is that gave Sergio Aguero the Caesar haircut?
What's wrong with it?
It's garbage, dog. You can't be rocking a childlike Caesar. He looks like the angry dude from Ted Lasso.
It could be worse. I've seen worse Caesars.
That's a dub right there. which means it's not a good thing,
and you're happy and you love his haircut.
That's not a good thing.
Okay. So yeah, I don't think
Pirlo. Imagine Pirlo at Everton.
No, I can't. Literally, my imagination is not. I can't even go there. So no.
Actually, I can't picture Pirlo getting off the plane and staying there. He'd be like, "This was a mistake." I go back now.
Hamas Express said he looks like Phil Foden with that haircut. I can see that. Phil Foden.
At least Phil Foden has that lined up. That is a mistake haircut.
But Phil Foden has a haircut of someone like 30 years older than him. You know what I mean? Like, it's not.
No,
it
he has like.
Him.
He looks like a kid that does drill music. You know what I mean? Like, he looks like he's hanging out in the States in England with that haircut, which I love. That's actually a positive for me.
So, the. So this was the last thing I heard.
Top of my voice said everyone should return to short shorts, by the way. whatever sells, do it. You were saying, Christian?
The rumor that I heard was 2 years, two more years at Barcelona, and then he'll go to Inter Miami.
Which, don't you think that's a little odd that that's in his Barcelona contract?
Yeah, it all seems odd, and that this, because last or at least a couple months ago, we were certain Manchester City, then going to NYCFC, like it was just that's lateral move, of course. But the fact that this is what's being reported makes me believe like maybe he is possibly staying, and the fact that Agüero's there, like it would be so strange that Agüero would sign with Barcelona, knowing that Messi was leaving, or if it was up in the air. I feel like he wouldn't want to go if Messi was leaving.
I think when it comes to stuff like this, I think the odds are still in the favor that these types of players stay where they are. I just think you have more of a chance to speak to him. You have more of a chance to turn that sort of sour, a distaste into a more of a positive. You have a better chance at selling them on staying at the club. And I think that's where Barca is. I think after the initial awkwardness that all of this saga was, it seems to have kind of calmed down and gone away.
But terrible Champions League.
Yeah, no, and that's what I was going to say.
Lost in La Liga. Did they win any trophies this season?
Didn't they win Copa del Rey? No, I think that was Real Madrid.
There was like two Copa del Reyes this season because they were making up for last year.
Hilarious. Only Spain. But I think if you are City and the rumor was Messi is coming, I think you just lost Champions League. Now you turn the pressure on. You know what I mean? This is the type of player you need to go out and get.
Yeah, I feel like the City are going to put way more effort to get him now, especially after that loss.
They absolutely should.
Yeah. So we should do a poll. Let us know what
Spurs is rating.
Spurs, thank you with a rate of 7. We appreciate it. We're talking about Lionel Messi. Will he leave Barcelona or will he stay? We should find out
Blanco, you taking care of it? Here we go. Colo Blanco.
Thank you. So yeah, vote in the poll. Let us know what you think. I for whatever reason, I just feel like it would be, I mean, it would be nuts, and I would feel bad for Agüero if Messi leaves, but I think he's going to leave. I think Messi will go to Manchester City. I don't see why he would stay. I don't think he really likes Ronald Koeman. I don't think he likes what he sees with, like, getting Agüero is not going to change much about what Barcelona is going to look like. It's not really a one-to-one replacement for Luis Suarez. You know, even when Messi plays with Agüero on Argentina, they're not, you know, I'm not going to say they're similar types of players, but
they don't
really have that chemistry like that. No. Yeah. Yeah. So
also, I mean, is this really going to inspire Messi to stay? You getting an old, oft injured, you know, or coming back from a big injury, striker? Nah, I don't think so. You could have just kept Luis Suarez.
Yeah.
I mean, would they get Gigi Wijnaldum and who else? They got somebody else, right?
Memphis Depay is the next one rumored.
Yeah.
But even still, I don't think those moves are enough to keep Messi there. And it would just be wild. It'd be exciting to see Messi play somewhere else just for the simply like the photos of like him in a different kit, you know?
I mean, the kit sales alone, you know what I mean? That would be worldwide. That would be huge. But I do think he has a decision to make. Do you go play with City and then NYCFC, or do you stay with Barca and then go to Miami?
Yeah.
I mean, my choice would be obvious. You know what I mean? I'd much rather be in New York than Miami, but that's just me.
Yeah. It is. Do you think there's a scenario where he doesn't come to MLS at all? Do you think essentially if he's leaving Barcelona that he's definitely going to be playing in MLS at some point?
I do think so. And the reason why is I think there's that thing in his head of like Beckham did it and he was considered a savior.
Mm-hmm.
It's close to home, but it's not nowhere near the pressure of going to Argentina. It's a chance for him to play and you know, add value to a league. You know, and I'm sure he's going to get a contract that says, like, you want to own a team, you're going to get a team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Take one of the ones we have now. You know what I mean? You know?
Steven Jumbo just said, I need Messi in Europe. I don't need him in the UK. My Colombian passport doesn't let me in the UK.
Hilarious. Robert from LA said, Alexis, obvious choices. Obvious choices, young boys. I think we all know that. Messi for Everton.
Newell's young boys.
Messi for Everton manager?
Who says no? I think he does.
Yeah, I think he would say no immediately. Someone also said, what if Landon Donovan wanted the job? I mean, we're talking about elites. You know what I mean? You got him.
Man. So, okay. Anything else that we should cover that we did not?
Was there anything that we missed?
Alexis.
Oh, what about the title that I originally made is, does Chelsea need a striker? If you won Champions League with Timo Werner up top.
And he missed a great opportunity during the Champions League final.
Hey, but you won.
You know? Oh, how upset should we be that Christian Pulisic didn't, bury that chance that he had?
It would have been great, but I don't know that it was, if you ask him, you might get a different answer.
Yeah,
it's fine. He was putting a lot of pressure on that back line. He was stopping them from all being able to run forward. He was giving them something to worry about behind them as they were all pushing forward. I think he did exactly what you brought him in to do, which is scare those midfielders and those defenders a little bit so that they didn't go too stray too far.
This was I love the Christian Pulisic has been tweeting. He's been posting videos. This is Mark Pulisic. This is his father.
You saw he took the. He took the medal.
The Champions League medal. This was
and
apparently,
he moved it out of the way so you could see the USA.
Yeah, this was apparently controversial in the UK because, well, first of all, the Champions League medal, this photo, his father put the Champions League medal behind his back so you could see the USA, the US soccer crest on the sweater. But apparently people were bothered by the fact that he was running around with the USA crest, celebrating the Champions League win, which is wildly, hypocritical because there were several other people celebrating with their country's flags, but we're not used to seeing U.S. soccer.
I just think people were offended because it's an American flag. You know, they're like, wait, whoa, this isn't your place.
It's interesting because it wasn't, obviously, it's not an American flag.
It is an American symbol, yeah.
But it's the U.S. soccer crest. And I think this is a deliberate choice rather than the flag, because I feel like the flag, given politically and how people feel about the United States, especially in Europe and with everything going on, the January 6th, all this other stuff, I think there was that conscious choice of
the rumors that follow him with all of that stuff.
Yeah,
and his family.
He hasn't put those rumors to bed. So people are gonna keep talking about him. But the fact that he has this sweater for the U.S. soccer crest, I think it was like, I want to show where U.S. soccer has.
Or was it his dad?
That his dad told
his
him
dad
to
was
wear.
The one. No, his dad was the one who moved the medal. So maybe it was his dad saying.
No, no, but he wore this the entire time they were celebrating.
Yeah.
But it was like, I want to show, I think Christian Pulisic really sees himself as I'm going to be the face of U.S. soccer for
an ambassador,
the next
you think?
Next decade. And I have to show the rest of the world, like, yo, the United States is going to leave a bigger imprint in world football. So let me rock this. Rather than not have anything, he's like, let me rock this. And it's not the U.S. flag, which could deal with a little bit more criticism, or it's a bit more obvious. It is simply the U.S. soccer crest to show that. I think I respect it. And I think visually, it is a jarring thing to see the Champions League trophy held by an American and seeing the U.S. soccer crest at the same time.
Yeah, Stream Nilo said an ambassador to a team that loses to Switzerland. Yes, in a friendly.
It was a friendly loss.
Yeah, but and look, I get it. I do think because of the rumors that are swirling about, you know, his previous, you know, Instagram liking and some of the people he hangs out with.
Yeah.
And some of the things that he hasn't said, all those things sort of, they all merge. And when things like this happen, everyone starts looking, reading into it like, is this a sign, you know? And I also think, like, it's Europe. It will take any opportunity to say, like, get that American shit out of here. You know what I mean? And yeah. I get that. And I also don't, I don't disagree. You know, we've done some really messed up stuff around the world. You know what I mean? So, yeah, like, I get it.
It isn't about the criticism. It is the hypocrisy that there yeah. other, literally, there were plenty of players celebrating with flags draped around them. And, but they specifically, it's like, but they've also never seen an American flag celebrate a Champions League win. So you could understand why this would take some people by surprise. But again, I think it was a, I think the level of criticism was wild. But I think it's a sign. Like, this is,
but look, Paolo in Minnesota said his closet full of tiki torches. You see what I'm saying? That is the general tone about this kid now.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it's not going to change until he says one thing one way or another. It might get worse, but it's not going to change until he makes a decision as to say, like, I'm going to come out and say, yo, that's not me.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to come out and say, like, yeah, that is me. It is what it is. And then we have to deal with that. You know yeah. what I mean? Because I hope that's not true. At least he didn't celebrate with the Trump flag, said Nick Lajan. You see what I'm saying? But also, like, that's why those simple things of, like, moving the thing over, it's like, get this winner's medal out of the way. Show the important thing, which is USA. It feels icky, you know what I mean, to yeah. some people, and I can understand why. But I do agree with you and everyone in the chat saying no one says anything when people completely cover themselves. But you know what it reminded me of the moment I saw it? Wow. It reminded me of, remember when at the, I think it was the G8 meeting or the G7, when Trump pushed that one leader out of the way so he could stand
yes.
further up next to Angela Merkel, right? That's kind of how it felt. You know what I mean? It felt like that, like, get this European stuff out of the way. America's here now. Shouts to, what was that, Dan?
Danny, 7. Thank you, Danny, for the follow.
Yeah, hit that follow button.
Wow, yeah. I mean, but exciting to see American soccer get this platform. And, you know we're going to be seeing, obviously, Nations League starting tomorrow. And so this is will be the first time we're getting to see all the level of talent, the European based players, the Serginho Dest, Yunus Musa, Pulisic, Stefan, on the same team playing in matches that matter,
who are badly needed.
yeah. So it could be a real turn for American soccer, because this Nations League, Gold Cup, and then these World Cup qualifiers, I think, will determine how people feel about American soccer. You know, we could go back into that slump, missing a World Cup and not having any optimism, or we could truly feel like, yo, maybe we actually move up a couple rounds into the World Cup and make it a little bit farther than usual.
Colo Blanco said Chelsea fans were stereotyping his dad, saying that was a great touchdown. Kai? I don't understand why they would say Kai.
Meaning the one who scored.
Oh, because Kai scored. Yeah. Like, his dad didn't play and coaches now as well as his mom. Yeah, I mean, they both were soccer standouts. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's just an easy joke, you know, making fun of Americans when it comes to anything.
Let him do it. I think whether it's the political side or whether it's, his actual footballing skills, like, Christian Pulisic, his skill speaks for itself. He was a big reason why they won the Champions League. You know, he did score against Real Madrid. He did help close out those over those two legs. So
super sub.
Yeah, you can make all the jokes. And we're going to make the jokes too. Don't get us wrong.
Oh, no, I'm here for the jokes.
But I think this is, again, as far as him seeing the responsibility of how American soccer players are perceived around the world, he's has to be on the front lines of that. No pun intended, but you know what I mean.
Hilarious. He has to storm that idea.
So, but shouts to Pulisic for winning. And sorry, you know, obviously Zach Steffen didn't get to win the Champions League. Only one American could win. The homie Zach Steffen, who did our show. So check out our interview with Zach Steffen, which is a classic on the show as well. Okay. All right, I think we're wrapped again. So everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Another reminder.
Wait, look, Nick Lage said he did attend a Stop the Steal rally. Who?
Who?
I don't remember.
Andrew Carlton?
I know Andrew Carlton did. I don't remember. Well, allegedly, right? Allegedly. Because he says he was just, even though he plays in Indiana, happened to be taking a stroll to D.C. that day. And he told everyone, almost there. Sorry, I'm late.
I have not heard this. I don't know if it's a joke or not, but so
weird. Yeah, I hope. I was saying that Christian was saying he did. Well, I'm okay, so it was just a joke.
It was just a joke. Okay, cool.
Because I'm like, yo, are we breaking news right here?
A reminder, everybody, thank you again for tuning in. Make sure you watch the World Cup qualifiers, the CONMEBOL World Cup qualifiers on Fubo TV. Go to FuboTV.com/Cooligans for a free trial of Fubo TV. If you'd like to watch all the matches, will be exclusively on Fubo TV. We will also be part of the pregame coverage of match day 7 and match day 8. So that's
how cool is that, huh?
It's weird having to do like actual real sports commentary, and that's
it's not for me.
it's like we gotta.
I was like, can I say anyone here has herpes? Is that's more my speed?
Oh, I have to verify that with two sources. No thanks.
remember when they cut that out of one of the episodes?
Oh yeah, I do remember that because so it was dumb. A ridiculous thing to say. Anyway,
oh, it's stupid. You could say celebrities have diseases. No one cares.
I feel like the celebrities specifically might care. Okay. The
greatest thing that ever happens to our show is if an A-list celebrity sues us.
Watch those World Cup qualifiers. Go to Fubo Sports Network. You can watch two of the matches will be free. And you can watch them right on FuboSportsNetwork.com. Check out your local listings for those matches. So we're excited to be a part of the broadcast team covering these World Cup qualifiers. This is an insane opportunity for us. So it's pretty wild. Another shout out to Dimitri. We did give away a PlayStation 5 on Twitch on Saturday during the Champions League final. Shout out to Dimitri who won. I literally have the box here. I'm about to ship it out tomorrow. I didn't have the original box that I got the PS5 in, so I had to get a new box, but I couldn't find the box that was the correct size. So I had to get a box literally almost 2.5 times the size and fill it with packing peanuts. So it is a giant box for a fairly...
You're getting a fridge.
So apologies, but shout out to... Hannah Banana with
another 9. That's 19 subs today.
Unreal. Hannah Banana coming through. Thank you so much. Steven Jumbo just said, I got my Cooligans jersey. I shipped that out as well. We do giveaways here on Twitch. Everybody's winning. I mean, there's a big difference between a PS5 and a jersey, but you know, what are you gonna do? We can't give away all PS5s.
Every week.
Shouts, and I want to just highlight Dimitri because Dimitri, I'm glad he won. He has been a fan and a supporter of the Cooligans for literally years. He lives in Toronto, and when literally it was probably year two of our podcast when we went to the MLS Cup final, Dimitri was like, yo, I would love to meet up with you guys. And
we grabbed a quick bite. It was great.
And we got to meet him and it was super nice. And it just wild like that, that I'm glad that, you know, the people who have supported us for years, and, you know, get to win things and just be a part of it. And, so I'm happy for him. So thank you, Dimitri. Thank you, everybody, especially here on Twitch. listens to the podcast, watches the TV show for helping us get to where we are. And I'm glad we can give back, just like Hannah Banana is giving back to this community as well with all these subs.
So absolutely. Thank you. And also, we're now at sub goal 99 out of 100. So we got one more.
I didn't update it before because I was walking down, Mike, but we blew past that already.
Oh, okay. All right. Everybody relax.
Thank you so much for all the all
what?
The
we're now 15 away? Go ahead. Sub count 148. All right.
Fishburger 69 with the follow.
Thank you, following.
Fishburgers. Okay. Thank you again, everybody. If you listen to the podcast, leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for all the love. We appreciate it. Alexis, and you're going to be in Tampa next week.
That's right. If you happen to be in Tampa or in St. Pete, actually, it turns out it's St. Pete. I don't know the difference. I'm going to be performing at the Spitfire Theater on June 11th. And then if you can't get tickets, it's a limited amount of tickets. I only think there's a few left. If you can't get tickets to that, I would inspire you or ask you to get tickets for the next night, June 12th, where I'll be opening for J.F. Harris, who's filming a special that night. But I'm going to be doing a full hour or at least 40 minutes, depending on how many people are on the show. The night before on June 11th. So if you happen to be in the Tampa, St. Pete / Orlando area and you can make it out there, come through. I think some of the Tampa Bay Rowdy fans are going to come out and they're probably going to be drunk. So who knows if they're even going to get let in.
Maybe they'll be rowdy. Who knows?
Yeah. Hey, bam, bam. And I'm going to be doing a lot of jokes I haven't done in a very long time. So also I'm going to be headlining in Long Island this Saturday over at...
Brokerage?
Yes, at Governor's. Governor's in Levittown. So if you happen to be near there, that is this Saturday night. I'm going to go to my mother's birthday in the morning and then drive straight to Long Island.
So you go party.
I'm going to be taking a lot of sips of water to look at my notes that you didn't know were up there. Because a lot of these jokes I haven't done in a very long time.
Chip was taken said, wow, I can't believe J.F. Harris is going to let you outshine him on his big day.
I mean, thank God they're just not going to record my set during his, because you know what I mean.
And Crimson Pizza said, dang, virtual tickets too, right? You could also watch the show online.
That's right. You could buy streaming tickets on SpitfireComedy.com/Guerreros. GUERREROS.
All right. So support the young man, Alexis G.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. Thank you. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you so much here on Twitch. Appreciate everybody for all the follows, all the subs. We appreciate it. We will be back. Actually, next week, we will be changing the schedule for Prem Show. Do we know? We haven't really even discussed when we're going to change it to. I think Tuesday.
Tuesday seems like the smartest choice.
Makes the most sense. So let's just say right now, tentatively, expect us to... We're not going to be back Wednesday. Alexis has a... there'll be an announcement, and you'll know why in a bit. So we'll be back next week Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time as opposed to Wednesday. So that'll be Tuesdays going forward, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Hopefully that doesn't ruin everybody's schedule too badly. Hopefully everybody can still come back. So that's when you will see us. So thank you again for everybody coming through, and we'll see you next week, Tuesday. That will be June 8th at 6 p.m. Eastern time. All right, everybody. Y'all the absolute best. Thank you again for tuning in. My name is Cristian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!